It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Welcome back to the Sports Shop.
Call us at 919.
Sports
Shop. We got the old Reese.
What it do?
Oh, my goodness. I have DK Mac 1 and with the Sports Shop 1 because we never ever number 2. Man, we're having ourselves a good time. Make sure you check us out on all of our social media platforms at thesportsshopradio.com. That's thesportsshopradio.com. We're rocking out this morning with PYT herself, the firm, Pam Thompson. Pam Thompson Smith,
PTS.
Pam Thompson Smith, the firm.
Good morning.
How you doing, Pam?
I'm doing good. Yes.
Yeah. How's your foot?
It's coming along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopping along.
Hopping and popping.
Okay. Right.
When do you go in for your assessment of where you are?
July 7th.
July 7th. Okay. What are they expecting to see?
I'm not sure, but they're probably not going to see it because she's expecting me to be off it for 2 weeks.
Like off your foot?
Out. Yeah.
Oh, she don't know you.
Yeah, right.
she don't know you. They hit you with a tranquilizer to get you off your feet.
Exactly. So we shall see. We got a few more days.
Oh, man. We're rocking out. We got my main man, G Money, behind the glass. What's up, G?
How you guys doing this morning?
I'm good, man. You just played a song that was older than you were.
That's true.
I like classic more than I like today's modern music. That's for sure.
Some people just got hurt. You called that a classic.
Yeah. Like me.
Why?
Ooh. I mean,
what's wrong with that?
I mean, that would make it, some of us a classic.
He's okay. Like, where's the
all right, my bad. I see what you mean there.
But it's okay, though. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But I do have a very important question.
What's that?
Do we have a poll question for today?
We do, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So since we were on the discussion of wrestling yesterday, did some thinking. And I decided to ask for our poll question brought to you by Oak Grove Tech. How many of you still watch or at least keep up with professional wrestling through social media such as World Wrestling Entertainment or All Elite Wrestling programs on television? We have 11 votes so far, and 72% said yes, they still keep up with professional wrestling in some form or fashion.
Yeah, I was talking about this yesterday, and a couple of my friends were surprised
that you guys didn't have any idea who
John Cena
some of my
was.
Friends were also surprised.
Well, you know what? Tell them to call us, 919-890-6200.
I said, that's like a Southern thing.
I got better things
with
my damn life.
You know, I was like, Reese is from the, 205. I don't know where it came back from, but they just...
Hold on, wait.
I don't know your area code.
Whatever, I can tell you where I'm from.
What is it?
I'm from South Mississippi. I'm from Law, Mississippi, the Pine Belt. The soul of the South.
And y'all didn't agree. Well, where in North Carolina?
Where is the soul of the South?
The soul of the South.
Okay.
So I don't want you to get confused with me on out.
Don't be trying to throw us under the bus. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, they were like, what? The sports guys didn't know about the wrestling.
I know who John Cena is.
Is it after too?
Yes.
Right. So that's why I know if I know if I'm just saying,
I saw the man on the Today Show one time. I said, right. I know who John Cena is.
But tell your friends
you
called me.
They want me surprised. Wrestling.
See what it is? You flexing in front of your little
friend. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly right.
Keep going.
And your friends, too.
Yeah.
They want me surprised.
Said the same thing.
Tell them to call me. I'm really surprised with them. Tell them to call me. How about that?
Give them the number.
919-890-6200. Earl T. Reese. That's my name.
Reese, to be fair, you just said there was really no sports on, so why not give it a try?
No, I'm just saying, who's surprised? They don't know that. That's what I told people to talk about. I didn't know anything about. What was that movie?
What was that movie?
It wasn't Friday. It was
House Party 2.
House Party 2. They look like I was crazy.
You lost some cards.
I don't know cards because I got better things to do in my life than watch a wrestler, or whatever his name is.
I'm talking about House Party.
I got more things to do in my life than that. Ooh, I can't wait for the SmackDown. Really? That's the intelligent conversation we're having.
Okay, so I'm really about to stir up the pot. I did not say this, but last night, since I was watching Monday Night Raw with it John Cena's 20th anniversary,
somebody
underneath one of their posts about him said, in my opinion, John Cena is a bigger icon in sports than LeBron James is.
Right.
Those people that are surprised, what you should do is take
those dark shades off of that person's room and tell them they could come outside now.
Right.
All right? They could come outside and play with the rest of the grown folks.
To be fair, LeBron James acts just as hurt as most of those wrestlers do after a foul. So
right, that may be true. Not that part.
Oh, you taking LeBron James shots?
I am.
Oh, you know that's a date. That's I mean. That damn sure like almost close to taking shots at Beyonce.
That's real dangerous.
Be careful. I'm telling you now. Yeah. All right, be careful. Take shots at LeBron. Now, I agree with you.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying, yeah, be careful. Too. That's a slippery slope. And I agree. LeBron, he do flop a lot. He do flop quite a bit. It is what it is. I'm talking about we don't know. Hey, you almost got yourself kicked off of this doggone show.
I'm just telling you. My friend was
surprised.
And I was like, oh, well, you know, they
flex.
Just don't follow wrestling.
Don't try to flex me in front of your people.
I didn't flex. He wasn't flexing either. It's just, I people said, listen.
See, they don't get it. They don't understand.
No,
really?
I did not say that.
I took up for you. Wait a minute. Let's take it up for us.
I didn't say that.
Don't take it from me. Don't take it from me no more. I'm good. You got to take it from me. I'm good.
I said, don't take it from me.
Don't take it from me.
Reese, I'm right here.
All right.
I can speak for my damn self. Don't take it from me.
919-890-6200.
I'm a phone call.
I really hope people call in for this, actually.
Phone call away.
Said wrestling is not their thing. There are several things. You when you talk about golf, I don't know as much about that because it's not my thing.
Don't be trying to pare it down. I know what you're doing.
First of all, wrestling is not a thing.
Right.
It is a big thing.
No.
Pam, you know it's fake, right?
Yeah, but it's been a long time. And see, I mean, but you, I that's still like, love you, it. It's that's like Santa Claus.
How old were you? 18 years old when you found that was no Santa Claus? Like, for real?
No.
She still thinks there's Easter Bunny.
I knew about it, like, probably.
She said, well, I was 17. They was like, throwing hints.
You saw Keeper like yesterday?
5 or 6 about Santa. But I pretended that I didn't know right. for years.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all. For all you've done to your bodies.
Wait, which one of them is this?
It's still real to me, damn it!
Who was that?
That was a video of a fan at like a questions and answer for a wrestling match, and
it's still real to me.
He didn't even ask a question. That's all he just had to say.
He said it's still real to him.
It's still fun now, even though I know it's not. You know, it's entertainment.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay. But they have to be athletes.
What did you call?
To do
what's
that.
The name of the league? The World West Wrestling League.
there's World Wrestling Entertainment, which is okay. Monday Night Raw, NXT, SmackDown, and then there's All Elite Wrestling, which is Rampage and Dynamite, and that's now like WWE's competition in the for viewers and everything. Here's what we'll do for social media engagement purposes only. We will all four go to SmackDown at PNC Arena on August 12th, and we'll do a live review for Reese and K-Mac of their first. Because have you guys ever been to a major televised show?
Not ever in my life.
Because I have other things to do in my life.
I don't even know where to find one.
What kind of people go to those? I mean,
me.
Are they college graduates? Or I want to know.
Me.
Reese said, you people.
I'll be willing to do that. I may do that. August 12th. Okay, we'll see.
My roommate, who has never been to one before, he had never even watched a televised show. He just randomly went to one in Greensboro back in March, and he was like, this was probably one of the best things I could have ever done. Now, granted, he partaked in some alcohol consumption.
Yes.
He's above the age of 21, so of course he could. But he still said that it was highly entertaining. It was also fun just to do some people watching.
I'll see a Pringle. Pringle
on my team. He knows about it.
Oh, does he?
What is there to know? It's all scripted.
Speaking of Vince, that's right. He's right. So Vince McMahon, he's in trouble, right? He can't even run the network.
No, he was on there last night. He's been on there the past 3 weeks, actually advertising John Cena's return. But yes, Vince McMahon currently is in an allegation for trying to.
And his daughter's running. Like okay. You're gonna let his daughters run like this, keep him out of the picture. Are you kidding me? Come on.
What did he try to do?
He tried to cover. He spent.
No, he pulled.
What's the? I want to try and get the exact amount right.
He stole some money.
No. He spent in the millions of dollars, or paid in the millions of dollars to a former employee to keep it under lock.
Hush money.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're not gonna call him to Capitol Hill to testify like Dan Snyder.
No.
So we don't want to hear from him.
No, right now. But
we
want to
help Dan Snyder. Okay, all right.
But Dan Snyder, he has it's a systematic What's going on with the old Redskins?
Commanders, Commanders.
Well, I tell you.
It's a culture that's just in the organization. That's what we want to get rid of? That's right, the culture, yes.
The culture.
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you.
Of all of this misconduct.
Nothing safe nowadays.
So, Graham, I may take you up on that. I may August 12th.
I'll go with you.
You go, Pam? Graham, I know you'll go because you like, I don't know anything about this. Okay.
Pam just want to go because they don't wear no shirts.
Because they what?
They don't wear shirts. That's all
he's I know one thing. If DC's somehow listening to this right now, he's probably so upset that we've spent 13 minutes talking about professional wrestling. He's also not here to chime in on the conversation.
Yeah, he's my go-to when it comes to lacrosse, comic books, and professional wrestling. Now, I'm going to add you to my professional
wrestling. Right, but you know the guy who... No, Chris Mars was the guy.
Chris Mars. Oh, yeah.
Chris, he used to work here.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a podcast. Yeah, shout out to him. Good dude. He had a podcast on this whole on wrestling.
Oh,
yeah.
It's fun.
Like, I like Chris. Good guy. Miss him. Yeah. Mm.
I like to see people fight.
Okay.
Do you now?
No, it ain't me.
Because you can't fight.
Right.
So...
I'm provoked.
I'm gonna pose a question since we are in the 2 week, you know, I will say moratorium on sports.
We are,
yeah. Okay. Whether we like it or not.
Okay.
Whether we like it or not.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We're having ourselves a good time on this terrific tantalizing Tuesday. Rocking out this morning, we got D.R. Reese.
What it do?
I'm the K-Mac one and with the Sports Shop one because we never ever number two. We got the firm, Pam Thompson White Lake Smith.
White Lake, what's that, Pam?
This is a fake. So now, most of us, for the summertime, we all, you know, look, matter of fact, let me ask Graham first. Graham, where did you guys go on summer vacation?
Usually it'd either be Emerald Isle or Morehead City, just because I grew up only an hour and 15 minutes from the coast. But if we were staying in town, my vacation would just be going to Kinston Indians games, now the Down East Wood Ducks, for some minor league baseball.
Okay, all right.
Nice.
Reese, you?
I mean, we take it in the cold sometimes. The mountains depend on where it is, you know.
He's so bougie. He's so freaking bougie. And why you make him go before me? Basketball.
That's what I said. Close to the mountains.
So bougie.
You know what? But, you know, you just...
you went to him first. I'm not going next.
Reese is flat stupid.
You asked me. That's what we do.
That's what you do?
That's what we do.
He's straight line.
You asked.
I mean, I know it's for TV, but wow, that's funny.
we
take on the
whether or not
about
it's fake.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Watch
it
wrestling, watch it Reese.
That's the name. That's the name of our segment right there. Watching wrestling, watching Reese.
Both can be fake.
Oh my god!
Hashtag.
That got to be done.
He's crying. He's literally.
Because I said with a straight face. Yes. We're taking the culture. Sometimes taking the mountains. You know.
I know Reese. Trust me on this one.
First of all, I can be the number one coast on damn mountain. I can tell you that. And the beach may be questionable until I highly
I've been
outside.
To the mountain with Reese one time. Trust me. He ain't going to the mountain.
Oh, God.
It sounded good, though.
It sounded good.
That
really
told me he thought the rose was stupid.
Yeah.
He said, that don't make no sense. I said, huh? Man, you got to make that go round and round. It's called the bounce.
Right.
He don't like the bounce.
I hate driving in the mountains.
After that wonderful revelation, I guess I have to ask Pam, where did you guys go for vacation?
Oh, man, a couple things. So sometimes we would go on the weekends. We would go to, like, Carowinds, of course. We did that. Yeah. We always did that.
Yeah.
Carowinds. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we always had to do that during
Six
the
Flags,
summer.
So that counts, too.
We'd go on to Six Flags, King Dominion, King's Dominion. We do that. But we also, around the 4th of July, would go to White Lake.
Huh?
White Lake.
Wait a minute. Is this the White Lake that I know of in North Carolina?
Yes. It's in White
pond?
Lake, North Carolina.
What is like a pond?
It's not a pond.
Is it a White Lake? Is it a White Lake, North Carolina? That's a city?
Yeah, that's a
town?
City.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And it has.
Never heard of it.
It has like a water park called White Lake.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, that's like Point Mallet in Decatur. It's a pool with a water thing. That's it. If people
this
go there.
This is a lake.
No, okay. No, I'm just
K-Mack
saying.
K-Mack said a pond. I mean, the water is kind of dark, but it's a.
It's a pond with a swing in it.
Y'all go there for vacation?
And a bridge. You got a bridge over there.
You got a little, they have like a little deck out there where you can just get on and hang out. White Lake. Did they have sand?
Yes.
Huh?
They put, I mean, you know it's man-made.
They stole the sand from the beach and brought it to White Lake. Y'all went and got the sand. Where y'all get sand from? Y'all went to White Lake? I mean, y'all went to the beach together?
No, I didn't make the park.
White Lake,
I just
huh?
go for entertainment.
You're the second person that I've heard their family went to White Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually thought it was pretty interesting. Now that you go to White Lake, you've gone. So apparently this was a thing in this part
all
of
the
North
time.
Carolina.
Yeah.
To go visit White Lake.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. Now, how far is it from here? Because I want to venture out one day.
Probably take you about an hour 45, maybe.
I don't know.
No, I'm just saying.
We can take a
I don't
trip
know what's
there.
Going on
we
right
do
now.
A day trip.
So we got to go to the wrestling match
mm-hmm.
one day,
then
we go
can
to
all
White Lake.
Go to White Lake.
Wow.
I'm not going to White Lake. I went there once, and that was all I needed.
Wow. You been?
Yes.
It was years ago when he
We've
gone,
all
when
been.
He went. It's advanced now.
Oh, wow.
To more of a,
is it
more
advanced
of a,
now?
It's advanced
park.
As far as they've gotten a water park,
yeah,
and they already have water
park.
There.
Has anybody been there before outside of, I mean, 919-890-6200?
If you've been to White Lake.
Yeah, give us a call.
The water park, or the music, is it water park?
Water
right?
park.
Do they have concerts out there, too?
No, it's just a water park.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know. I mean.
We still try to get sad. You're talking about having a concert.
Oh, my bad.
Well, they do have sand. They got sand from, they took it from the beach.
Somewhere. But yeah, you can walk on it.
All right. So you went to White Lake too?
Yes.
Right, Graham?
Yeah, okay. Back in middle school.
Yeah. Ooh.
Somewhere around then.
Ooh, you
so it has been a while.
You weren't impressed as a youngster.
I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk down about White Lake like that.
Oh, now wow. I was going when I was a little kid, so you know how long ago that is.
That was 60, 70 years ago.
It was cool.
We've like gone it's for a, years, all my life.
It's a big lake.
What are you talking about, kid? You were talking about going next week.
But I'm saying it's been a tradition since I was like, I don't know, 8, 7, 8, 9.
So that's
the church
all
would go.
The church go too?
Yeah, church trips, Sunday school, convention trips type of thing.
At least you ain't been to White Lake, you sure?
I don't think so. Maybe when I went, it was Black Lake where I went. I
that's the other one.
it's two of them?
It's another area that people go
so we
to
got two
down
lakes?
There.
Mm.
That's what's up.
Okay, that's interesting. All right.
So that's what I did when I was
young. All right, sounds good to me. All right.
What did you do?
We just went to the coast, went to the beach.
Y'all real close, though. How far are you from there?
About an hour.
Yeah.
About 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So we went
to they right there on the coast, like the Gulf of Mexico is right there. Yeah.
Went to the Gulf, so it was a thing.
My mom used to work in Biloxi.
We went there. Shockingly enough, I
was
in trouble.
But yeah, my mom used to work, have to go there a couple times.
Oh, yeah?
And the pictures are beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Wonderful place. Here we go to the Hard Rock. It's all right. Casino there now. But one of the best ones is the Beau Rivage.
Mm.
It's a sister casino to the Bellagio.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, nice.
In Vegas. So it's just as nice. I mean, it's gorgeous. We actually went one time one year in back when things were a little different. Stayed at the Michael Jordan suite.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Took the whole family. We all were down there, so it was a good time. Plus, my mom, she's like a.
Was the suite nice? Like,
yeah, it's like a penthouse, like half of the hotel.
Wow. Time.
Ooh.
Like it's real nice. My mom, she's like a big frequent visitor.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
My mom's saying, well, yeah.
You know, she's a frequent visitor of the casino.
Well, maybe we thought my mama was working.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you.
So Tunica is different.
That's north.
Yes, north. That's up by near
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, Mississippi. And
I'm from Philly, baby.
And Tennessee, right there across the bridge. Yeah, Tunica. Yeah. That's a popular spot. A lot of people from Birmingham go to Tunica.
Really?
Maybe. Is that closer than
Then
yeah, like, probably. Yeah. So.
Okay, that's why
you guys go up, go.
Yeah, northwest. 78.
Yep, go northwest just a little bit.
Yep, that's what we do.
It's between, matter of fact, it's halfway between you guys and Memphis.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
that's where you would be. Shame on us. Oh wow, we just spent 15 minutes talking about where
summer vacation.
Where we used to go on vacation.
I mean, it's the summer and people are vacationing this
week.
We gotta
decide what we're gonna do this summer.
Yeah. We ain't going to White Lake, I know that.
I can tell you where we're going. We're going to Charlotte to the ACC. That's where we're going.
Well, I was going to say, if we no longer want to talk about White Lake, this article that I just pulled up may not be of any use. But I was just doing some research just to see what has White Lake become since I went last. Because that was like seventh grade for me when I last went. And it said that it is, according to Only in Your State, the clearest lake in North Carolina.
Now, you said it was dirty, Pam.
It used to be dirty.
Now I don't believe that.
I mean, it was dark, not dirty, dark.
The clearest lake in North Carolina?
890-6200.
According to the article posted on May 20th of this year, you may be surprised to learn that of all the lakes in North Carolina, the clearest lake in our state has a natural white sandy bottom and is slowly fed by springs from deep beneath the earth's surface. Oh. White Lake, located just outside Elizabethtown, is a sight to behold and is surrounded by resorts, small theme parks, restaurants, boardwalks, and piers, all to serve the 200,000 tourists that flock to White Lake each summer.
Now, Elizabeth,
a lot of people go to White Lake.
Elizabethtown, is that where they have those wild horses? I'm not joking. That's a question.
You mean on the beach?
Yeah.
That is Beaufort or
No, but I know
Shackford
some people.
Banks.
I know some people went down Pessy Paul and his wife and Captain. They went down there to see these horses. They're wild horses around there.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Only time I've ever actually seen that is when we went to South Carolina. Kiowa Island. We stayed on Kiowa Island.
Yeah, near Charleston, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Y'all saw wild horses?
That was a fun trip.
Yeah.
That's the trip Reese shot the round of his life. He never played golf like that again since he left.
Well, I saw that little thing crawl on the course.
Crocodile.
That's an alligator. Oh. Crocodile, one of them.
He spoke to Reese when he walked by.
Oh, no.
No, they was out there every day. That'll make you hit your ball straight.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you right there.
He said, I'm good.
I'm good.
You don't want to tee up beside one of those things.
No, yeah. Man.
Depending on where you live, like my cousins live in Charleston, you could, on a golf course, they did, and you could see them like almost coming up to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. So I stood out there one day, just stood on the deck, then I was out. I'm like, no, I don't want to get any closer.
Yeah, they are definitely there.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We ain't teaching nobody nothing today, Tuesday, though.
No, we are. Well, as we are. Well, we are. We teach them destinations because, you know, during the break, jump in real quick, Mac. During the break, I researched top destinations to visit North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm not to me, to my surprise,
say
to my degree.
Boy, you better not.
Come on.
White Lake was not on the list.
Whatever.
It didn't make the list, Mac.
You got a whole beach and you want to go to White Lake. You got Wilmington. Yeah, you got the battleship.
You got the Outer Banks.
You got all of this. You got the mountains. You got Asheville. You got the damn zoo.
Bitmore House, all that stuff.
You got
stuff.
Bitmore. But you want to go to White Lake. I doubt that's the case.
Oh, my goodness.
But you know what? Your family made a great choice.
I said we had different weeks. We went different places, but we definitely went to White Lake.
You got a big family.
We went to the beaches.
I'm all they rode up here.
That's what I'm saying. Because, you know.
They will come get you.
She'll get somebody to bring up here.
That's exactly. Because she don't like driving in Raleigh. Right. So she'll get somebody to bring.
She gets somebody to bring. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
But I wanted, you were talking about Carrie, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So when you were out, this one over here, we were talking about when he moved here and stuff like that. And I was talking about Carrie, you know, RTP being a nice place. He said none of that. You know, he just came for the money. And he does not think any, well, now he does, but he never heard of Carrie.
Ever. In my life.
Like, Carrie was not a big deal. I thought that was interesting.
But see, Reese knows this. Like, football is my life, right? Basketball is okay. Right, I know about it. I played it. It's all right. Baseball, I don't care less. But anyway, everybody was excited when I was telling them I was going to come here to work, and they said, "Man, UNC? I said, who? Duke? I said, what? NC State? I said, never heard of it.
That's crazy.
I was like, what?
I heard of it because I followed basketball.
Yeah, he followed basketball.
Mm-hmm. I followed basketball. And that's what, you know, Raleigh's Carolina, you know, Duke and NC State.
And you came for a job.
I came for a job, yeah.
But you already knew about the Triangle area and the.
But I never heard of Cary though. Okay. Cary was new. I mean, Triangle's Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
It won quadrangle with Cary in there.
The quadrants.
Yeah. Dude, the people in Cary gonna get you though.
No, no, but
they know.
Yeah. They're coming back for them.
Containment area for relocated Yankees. That was the name of Cary when I got here.
Wow.
That's what his name when I got here, and I was like, oh, cool. Won't be living here.
See,
and when I got here, which I got here a little earlier than Matt did, most of the people, North Raleigh was the place where everybody's moving to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cary was just over there. It wasn't even like, it was all right. Mm-hmm. But North Raleigh was the place where all the IBMers, if you will, that's where they moved to.
So. They.
Well, I lived in North Raleigh too. So.
And one of the guys I played basketball with during intramurals was from Cary.
Oh, wow.
He's actually from Cary. And he goes, oh, yeah, man, my family, we stay there. We got like, you know, big farm or what. I said, oh, so my mind, Cary farm, you know, back then, because Cary was little rural, just a little bit.
Yeah.
I said, okay, cool. I had no idea he was one of the five African-American families that lived in Cary.
Yeah, Evans is one of them.
He's Evans.
But yeah, they got their own road over there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's at Evans.
Yeah, one of them, because one of them, my friend, but I can't remember the first name, but Evans. And North Raleigh was primarily owned by African Americans back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold it, of course, you know, and Cary, like you said, it was farm area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, So I get here, and then I go over there, and I say, okay. It didn't matter where I live. I mean, I was in the military. I'm used to living wherever.
Right.
So that didn't matter to me. All I know is, as long as that signing bonus was right.
He was coming.
As long as that signing bonus was right, and they paid. Look, and they bought my house from me. I said, "We done deal. Let's sign the check." Mm-hmm. But anyway, that was interesting. That was fun times. And that was almost 30 years ago. Look at that. Speaking of things that used to be, our Los Angeles Lakers.
used to be.
They didn't get Kyrie Irving.
Mm-mm.
Changes to the roster. I don't see any reason to bring back Dwight Howard and all the old guys and all that stuff. We got a coach, Darvin Ham.
And Rashid.
Mm-hmm.
Known with a couple other notables, coaching on the staff. Jeannie Buss has said that she's going to take the reins again and she's going to be in control. Rob Pelinka's going to do his job and nobody else's. And LeBron James has not been heard from, rather. Do you comfortably think, especially with this team now, they just won a championship in the bubble, although it was in the bubble, they just won a championship. Do you comfortably think the Los Angeles Lakers will put a reputable product on the court this season, or will this thing implode before it gets better?
I mean, I think we said it's do or die. This is the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron, what, going to be 100? I mean, LeBron, at some point, he's not going to – He's not going to be able to do what he's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And to answer your question, this is the season to get it done. Mm-hmm. And if they don't get it done, it's going to be tough. And it's going to be tough because the Clippers, they're upgrading.
Yeah.
Golden State going to be better.
Again.
Phoenix.
And younger.
And younger. And Phoenix, I'm not sure. It depends what they do with Aiden because I still think that's stupid.
I cannot believe they're not going to resign.
That is crazy.
But that's a possibility, though.
But it's something that's going on.
I don't think they're going to do it.
It's not his talent. It must be something else.
At the end of the
– He may not be a good locker room guy. I don't know.
At the end of that run.
Sure.
Remember he and the coach got into it?
Yes.
He wouldn't go back in the game?
Yeah, that's why I said
so. I just think that right there is a recipe for I will no longer be on this team.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Right.
Especially if you're not on the contract. That means that I, as a coach, I have to forget that, whatever caused that, wherever you are, and then figure out how to move past that and pay you max money.
See,
I seriously doubt that that's going to happen.
Yeah. But let's close on your question, though. I mean, you know, LeBron and Clutch Sports, they ran the team last year. That's how come.
Jeannie says she's not going
to
do that.
His boys, that's why Melo was there. That's why Westbrook didn't work out. So now – Gene and Rob Pelinka, I'm assuming,
they're getting together and they're going to make decisions going forward with the Lakers team. And maybe we'll see a difference. But it's do or die. Next year, that's it.
The reason I have zero faith in the Lakers right now, I don't see anybody on that team that has the ability to grow young talent. Golden State would not have won this year if they didn't have somebody that understood how to grow young talent. Right? Meaning Wiggins, Poole, Looney, and others on that bench. Without those, they just call it like it is.
Yeah.
Without those, they would not have won the championship.
They wouldn't have, right. I agree.
Look how far Memphis got. Somebody understands now how to grow young talent, right? Boston, young talent. I don't see, first of all, LeBron's not going to do it. And that's not what he does.
Nope.
See what I'm saying? That's just not who he is. Carmelo, Dwight Howard, Anthony Davis, he don't come to work enough to to be able to do it.
Yeah, he part-time.
He part-time.
Yeah.
So who's going to do it?
That's a great question.
Yeah. What do you think the impact of the two new coaches?
Well, see, the issue is they can only coach what you have. What I'm saying is,
I mean, you could be the best cook in the world, but your ingredients are, you know, you.
Well, yeah.
Still, cake ain't come out right.
Well, the dynamics with Rashid and LeBron.
No flowers, no flowers, no flowers.
Yeah, 100%.
So, I mean, to me, it's the Lakers have to find a way to get young very quick.
Yeah.
And I don't see them working on that right now.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because that should have been the first thing they were working on. It's like if Rob Pelinka was remotely interested in doing his job, why would he not?
Because he don't want to hurt LeBron's feelings. Well, last year. Because
you're hurting his feelings more about wasting his time, his talent.
Well, keep in mind that LeBron and his boy, Paul, Rich Paul, they thought they had it all figured out.
Is that the one, Liddell?
Yeah. They broke up now, though, right?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah, they broke up because had a situation. Yeah,
okay. A height issue.
that's what you said.
She was vertical challenge.
Oh wow.
She's old. He's just too little.
Little man. Can you date a shorter guy?
I don't like to.
A shorter guy too is.
Oh no,
like
not
real
shorter
short.
Than me.
Sure.
Absolutely not. Wait, that would never happen.
That'd be against the law.
I know. You can't even drive legally.
Yeah, that'd be against the law. You can't get shorter than people.
Yeah, that's what I told my mama. No.
But no, I don't see them trying to get younger, man.
Yeah. We'll see. I think they are the Lakers, and they get it right more times than wrong. So, well, I mean, not as of late, but overall.
I got a short memory.
In the last 75 years.
Reese, we need to expand out.
What is the plan for Mr. What's his name? Max Christie that they drafted from Michigan. But it's his frame. He's so little right now.
So for them to be successful, it cannot be a first-year player. Rarely is it a second year. It's got to be a second or third-year player, that type of youth that's willing to come, that's going to be with the Lakers. And I don't see them picking that up.
I agree.
I just don't. And then with that being said, that means you're wasting the final years of LeBron James.
And they are the final years, and that's something that would concern me if I was really trying to get some things done, because they are in the final years. What, 3 years max, maybe?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, this is not – but that's why he's not saying anything. You know why?
Why?
Because this was his plan. And his plan has imploded. It exploded in his face. Although they get the bubble championship, but outside of that, this was his plan.
Yeah, right, I don't really count the bubble championship anyway.
Oh, there you go.
Why don't you count it?
Come on, Reed. Really? So if they graded on the curve and you got an A,
no, I'm just saying,
is it an A or not?
I was gonna say,
and they put you on the dean's list. Did you do? So what you gonna say? I don't want to be on the dean's list because she graded on the curve.
And I had to take my class online.
Huh? That's what you gonna say? Now you don't want to be on the dean's list.
You know how sometimes you can go to like summer school, and then you can get same credit for a class if you go to like the whole semester.
Right. Exactly.
I don't think that's fair.
What?
You don't count that. Right.
you know what?
Summer school was great for.
Yeah, no, you
got to
go every day.
GPA.
The same school every day. But, I mean, but, the same yeah. class, yeah.
You know what?
This is bougie,
Reese,
dude.
Reese be killing me.
What?
Let me guess.
He's going to discount
guess,
summer
I guess,
school.
I guess you think women winning tennis championships are not the same as men.
See, watch yourself.
Speaking of, we got women to start in yesterday and today. And we got, you know, see, Serena.
See how well he picked up?
Yeah. Serena,
a lot of people saying this may be her last hurrah.
Oh, it's definitely her last hurrah.
Yeah.
And if she don't get it done this time, which would break. Would it break the record or tie the record? I can't remember.
I saw pictures of Serena the other day.
Uh-oh.
Said, oh, Lord.
Serena is grown.
Grown.
So nothing look athletic yeah. about Serena right now. She look like somebody's mama for real.
Well, she is somebody's mom.
She is.
But this week, we're going to probably kind of jump into that because this is an issue where this may be her last Grand Slam opportunity, so.
Yeah, she's 113.
I wish she probably could do it, but it would be one of those miracles, man.
She won 13 Wimbledons, right? Or how many?
Grand Slam singles.
Grand Slam. Wow. Watch out, son.
But your dad must tell you about this.
No, this one's all me.
Yeah. I say nothing else. I'm
going to
let that ride.
Turn me up a little bit.
I'm going to let that ride.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.